This is another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, Eddie Greer, weekend edition here as I'm recording. I know I'm recording on Friday, May 24th, 2024. This will come out on Saturday, which will be the 25th, 2024, Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that's men's, women's basketball, football, about to take center stage now through the summer. And leading up to the football season, we're 100 days out. Baseball just wrapped up. Track and field going on right now. We'll get caught up on that as the weekend goes along. They just got done with day two of the West preliminaries there. We'll check in on that. We'll have to wait on tomorrow night to get that all situated there. But I did want to talk about football, speaking of which, there for a little bit on this podcast here. K-State. I think a week and a half ago, and we're going to go right back to that quarterback room because that is what we're going to talk about throughout the summer, along with other positions too, as we'll get ready for that. K-State, last week, went out and signed Taquan Roberson to K-State there, and they needed some experience back there. Obviously, you lose Will Howard, but obviously Avery Johnson's going to step up and be QB1. We already know that. For a fact, but they needed some experience back here since pretty much all the quarterbacks from last year's roster, except Avery Johnson, went to the transfer portal, including Will Howard. Taquan Roberson, last Wednesday signed to K-State, and Roberson here, some stats on him for a little bit, was a former top 15 QB recruit out of high school, is transferring to the K-State Nation after two seasons at UConn. So he's coming over here from up northeast after he began his collegiate career at Penn State. So already, I just said this on another podcast. I think it was the recent podcast that just did previewing the Bill Snyder races there as well. So he started at Penn State. And then he decided to go to UConn last year. So he's already at two schools. This is his third different school going in here. And obviously, we are talking about Dylan Edwards. Already mentioned him. If you missed out on that, if you're new to the podcast, you missed out on that. Purple Project Podcast, wherever you get your Kansas State podcast, it's on the Purple Project Podcast feed. Go check that out. Dylan Edwards back home in Manhattan, Kansas, following a brief stint at Colorado. And then linebacker, we haven't talked about him much. Alik Marino, New Mexico. I'm gonna have to go and say that name again. We'll touch on him. We've been meaning to get to some of this, but we have not. We already touched on Dylan Edwards, as I mentioned, but Alik Marino, we're just gonna roll with that one for now, from New Mexico there as well. So Roberson from Orange, New Jersey. 18 career games over his last 2 years in between UConn, Connecticut, and Penn State. Last year, he played for UConn, started Roberson, just shy over 2,000 yards, 12 touchdowns, going along with 120 rushing yards and two more scores there as well. Roberson's top passing game came last year against Sacred Heart, where he threw four TDs. While he was also had multi-touchdown games against Georgia State, Utah State, and Rice, he contested against Utah State featured. That looks wrong there, but he obviously against Utah State threw a career high of 255 yards against those guys. And Roberson was regarded the 200th best prospect nationally, regardless of position for the class of 2019 by ESPN. The organization, along 27 sports and rivals, each placed him in the top 10 of the quarterback prospects all the way back in 2019 there as well. Will Howard, Jake Rubley, and Adrian Lara left the program there. So, little refresher for y'all. Those of you who kind of forgot, I know we haven't talked about football much, but a lot more football coverage to come here on this podcast. But again, already mentioned Will Howard several times on this episode today. Jake Rubley also left. He was a high recruit. And Adrian Lara. So you lose those guys and you want experience. So Chris Klieman going the experience route here, trying to hopefully knock on wood. Hopefully Avery does not get hurt. But if case that he does, you have experience back there in Taquan Roberson. Avery Johnson is your only quarterback on this roster. And now you have an experienced guy in Taquan Graham there as well. Jacob Knuth did not see the field and hasn't seen the field at all in his college career. Transferred from Minnesota after 2 years after being redshirted there as well. And obviously, let's not forget, there's another quarterback that's been put to the back burner here. Blake Barnett got hurt during spring practice there. As well, very unfortunate there. I don't know the significance of this injury right now. Again, I got this off Mercury, so I took little notes off of here. Blake Barnett got hurt during spring ball. That's very unfortunate there as well. And here's another name that we're not familiar with here on the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Kellen Simonic came to Manhattan with a decent amount of experience at Washburn. Washburn, that's out of Topeka area, Topeka, Kansas, the state capital of Kansas. But he hasn't played anything close to the level K-State has faced. So at least there you get Taquan Graham. Not the most, in my opinion, right off the bat, not the most impressive stats, but you need experience right off the bat. And you're not getting that with Blake Barnett. You're not getting that with, who was the other quarterback that I just mentioned? Jacob Knuth hasn't even seen the field. So you're not getting experience with that. So at least Roberson has seen the field and has played in these games. Not Big 12 level, but again, you need experience, and now you have that. So at least to my knowledge now, if I would have put quarterbacks, obviously, Avery Johnson, you QB1. And then Roberson, I put Roberson automatically at the 2 spot. And you're already dealing with injuries already at the quarterback position with Blake Barnett getting hurt. And Knuth, you got to try to get him somewhere. He might not even see the field here. So again, I know we're recording this in late May, going into June. And K-State doesn't have, under Chris Klieman, they don't have a spring football game. So it's a time where, at least April to sometime in early May, they have spring ball. They get themselves ready to go. We've already seen the running back room stacked up. The addition of Dylan Edwards, Joe Jackson, and the return of DJ Gaines. You already have a triple threat there at running back position. Now you have basically a threat at the backup quarterback position at Taquan Roberson there as well. We'll see what happens there as well. But, hey, that's an important note there. Since Blake Barnett got hurt, Chris Klieman and his staff gone out there and say, look, let's get a backup quarterback who has experience, who's played these games. You're getting that with Roberson. So that's huge there on the quarterback side. Remember, that's another offensive weapon now that you have at your disposal. Dylan Edwards gives you another weapon. So this offense taking shape. Again, we're going to be going through this a little bit more in depth throughout the summer, so every year when nothing's going on, hey, the podcast is still going to roll on here on the podcast. We'll talk more about it, but yeah, for sure. So Taquan Roberson, we have not dove deep into football here in the springs thus far. We're getting really in the summer now. So, but yeah, it's a good place to start. Avery Johnson, we're going to talk more about him as the summer progresses, as we get ready for the K-State football season in 2024 there as well. So Taquan Roberson getting you guys caught up on the quarterback position, was signed last week. K-State coming from Connecticut there, where he started several games there and threw just over 2,000 yards there last year for UConn. Now pretty much going to be the backup, unless something happens, hopefully not, to Avery Johnson. But Taquan Roberson, the latest get for K-State football. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, freely available daily, or whenever you have a chance to record K-State content. If it's your first time listening to the podcast, appreciate it. Thank you guys for stopping by on this weekend edition, part of Memorial Day weekend. Yes, sir. All things K-State sports. Your first time listening, you love what you're hearing, definitely make sure you subscribe, because once Track and Field wraps up, that's it for the 2023-24 athletic calendar year for Kansas State. And I'll probably say at the mid-June, end of June, will be the official start. Well, actually, no, because volleyball will probably be the start of the official calendar year later. But I think volleyball got a recent get as well. We'll catch up on that at some point. But yeah, so definitely make sure you subscribe to the podcast. We will be talking more about football across the board and also basketball as well, but mainly football here on this podcast. But this is all things K-State. But again, we'll get you caught and squared away with track and field, as several athletes on that side of the spectrum have been competing in the NCAA Premier League West meets this week. So we'll get you all caught up on that as well. But Taquan Roberson, the latest offensive weapon for Kansas State and head coach Chris Klieman going into the 2024 football season, was less than 100 days out. For Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California, Eddie Greer coming to you from KC, Missouri. The Pearl Project Podcast continues inside Memorial Day weekend. Go Cats!